Good Monday morning, everybody. It's the 19th of April. What are y'all doing? You know what you were doing a year ago today? Does it seem like it was a year ago?
No.
And then you start thinking about what April was like for all of us in this country?
Yeah.
It was a year ago today that we were sitting down to watch the first two episodes of The Last Dance. That was a year ago today. And at that point, we had no idea what was going to happen, where we were going.
Wow.
We were homebound. Yeah, 1 year ago today was the first two episodes of The Last Dance. And so we fast forward to today, wintry weather in the area, and the most important thing that's going to happen today. On an athletic competition field, Nebraska and Texas meet. I don't care what sport. Anytime that Nebraska and Texas meet, we must play the song we're going to play straight up at 11, and we must have Texas hate. We must have horns down, and we get John Cook and the Nebraska volleyball team in the Elite Eight this afternoon taking on Texas. There is a lot of hate for Texas. There should be hate for Texas. There has been a lot of heartbreak with Texas. They have had a moment. One of the biggest egg-on-the-face moments in Nebraska athletic history was read out the world when Nebraska was taking on Texas in football and got beat by a bad Texas team in Lincoln. There have been other moments, few and far between, that Nebraska has beat Texas, like the 2015 National Championship match at the Chi, back then the CenturyLink, when Nebraska beat Texas. And now today in the same building they meet to go to the Final Four after Nebraska volleyball yesterday swept Baylor. Impressive. Very, very impressive. It's a, you know, want to call it a culture win or whatever. Let's just call it Nebraska's really, really good. And that is a machine that keeps rolling along. All-American middle blocker and Lauren Stivens is out. And what does Nebraska do? They sweep Baylor. That's what Nebraska volleyball does. It's the pride that will draw people into the building. As we were just talking in the crossover, it makes absolutely no sense that Nebraska-Texas, which is the marquee matchup, which is the draw, is being played in the afternoon. There are still tickets available. And it'll be the first time that Nebraska volleyball has played before fans. And there's tickets still available. And people are going, well, if Nebraska-Texas is so big, how come it's not sold out? We got jobs in this town.
Yep.
Okay? We got people that got to go to work. They can't get out to go. They would love to go. Because it's at 1:30 in the afternoon. Come on, NCAA. You've already been bad. Be better. Be better. No one's going to complain. You think Jared Elliott, Texas, the head coach, he would complain if Nebraska-Texas got moved to a better spot? But we will see, and we will have some Texas hate coming up at 11. Matt Verzal is going to join us here in a little bit. We will discuss my thoughts, observations on what happened in Lincoln on Saturday. Take cracks at people that went or people that paid attention or consumed videos or discussed on social media or covered the event. We love college football around here. Happens to be a big program that plays in Lincoln. Not going to apologize for enjoying college football, for going to a practice. There were 3,200 people there. I'm sure there would be more. That's what we do around here. We like college football. We like that program. We like football in April. We like football in September, October, November, maybe not all the time, but it was enjoyable. It was cool to have the first open practice. I think it was a great idea. Kudos to Scott Frost and everybody that pulled it off. It was really kind of a nice treat for us in the media, for the fans. I don't think you can go overboard, though. It was a practice, which you got to see that there is really no wasted time when it comes to practice. Everything is structured. There is a purpose for everything they do. I think that was good for us in the media, for fans to see. There were some couple of takeaways, but I think it was just good to watch football, to observe and not make any sweeping judgments. And I think we've done a good job of not going overboard. I know the flavor of the day because everything he did drew a wow. He signed autographs afterwards. He's an imposing figure at 6'4". And 225 pounds, but we must discuss Omar Manning. And we must discuss Omar Manning with some realistic expectations. The first time people have put eyeballs on him, thankfully, he was out there. Now it's important to keep him out there. Nebraska's practicing today. I think it's a coordinator day. So they will talk about on Saturday. And I imagine give you a little tease of a closed scrimmage that Nebraska will have sometime this week. So we'll discuss that. College baseball is good around here. Nebraska sweeps Penn State. Omaha sweeps BYU. And if they play today, Creighton will have a chance to sweep San Jose State. It was also a great weekend. Speaking of baseball, not usually in the month of April when you play 162 games and there's really no sense of urgency, do you get a series that matters and delivers? The Padres-Dodgers this past weekend at Petco Park, the three-game series in which the Dodgers won 2 of 3, it delivered. It went over the top in its delivery. But probably a lot of people didn't see it unless you have MLB TV because it was not on national TV. Instead, last night, I apologize. My Cubs had a play, and they, of course, did Cub things. It's going to be a long year, George.
It really is?
Well, you don't have to agree with me.
Well, yeah.
You could say it's going to be okay.
It'll be all right.
They'll bounce out of it. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's going to be a really, really long year on the north side. But I can take solace in the fact that the Yankees are in last place.
There it is.
And the Yankees are trending the wrong way. The Cubs you kind of knew might be in trouble. The Yankees you thought might be atop that division. But the Yankees are bad. The Yankees are in last. Yankees lose. Yankees lose. Matt Verzal is coming up here in a little bit. Michael Bruns will join us at 1. Schaaf is away tending to some personal business, so won't be able to join us. But we will talk with Michael Bruns. We got baseball to talk about. We got football. Him and I sat next to each other on Saturday. And also, Fred Hoiberg ain't messing around. Fred Hoiberg doesn't want to be a loser. Fred Hoiberg has had enough. He's going to make sure that he gets as many parts to make year three enjoyable. And he picked another one up out of the transfer portal on Saturday. Lots to get to. Busy show. We roll till 2 on Texas Hate Day. It's okay. I know you're supposed to be kind to people. We got a lot of stuff going on in the world. But when it comes to Texas and you're a Nebraska fan, you get it. You get it. You understand it. At 11, you will understand it even a little bit more. Matt Verzal is next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.